Either stay up till 4 or wake up at 4. We're about balance. You're on the 4am Club with Leroy and Sam.
Join us two simpletons as we help each other through life and extend our reach to you so we can all learn from our experiences.
If you like the episode, share it with a friend and leave us a rating.
And follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast to keep in the loop.
Welcome back to the 4am Club, the Shower Thoughts, where we talk about anything and everything. This is Sam, I'm Leroy, and let's get it. All right. So my question to you, Sam, is about sport.
Okay.
Sport, I know, has been a fundamental part of your life, and I know it will be a fundamental part of your life till you can no longer move, crawl, swim, whatever.
Yep.
What life lessons have you learnt from team sport?
From team sport?
Mm.
I haven't played team sport for a while now.
Yeah.
We very much swapped over into more like, I guess, solo sports.
Yeah.
Team sports are amazing. They are so much fun. And like they, like you said, since I can remember, I had a football at my feet.
Mm. Since our heydays, yeah. Remember, six, under six Ks.
Yeah. It was a beautiful era. There's so many things I reckon I've learned from sport and especially team sports. And I think the lessons are quite different in terms of team sports versus like individual sports.
Yeah.
I think I'll try and summarize into three main things.
Yeah.
The first one for sure is getting along with other people.
Mm.
Like, oh man, I play with so many people that you just don't like them. You don't like them as a person. You don't like the way they play the game. Sometimes they're too good. Sometimes they're not good enough.
Mm.
And it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
But you're stuck with them for a whole season. You don't have a choice. It's like you just got to learn to get along with all these different characters that you normally would have no interaction with like whatsoever.
Mm. I find that has been particularly tough when your team is like through your school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you just have, you have those people that you don't like. They don't like you. But on the sport, on the field, you have to put that aside for the greater good of the team.
Yeah. And it's just being able to come together with these different people that you would normally never hang out with. You don't really know what they like to do.
Yeah.
What they don't like to do. But you both, or everyone knows, you're there to win the game.
Mm.
Like, that's it. You're there to compete. And it's this kind of weird unity that brings everyone together. This kind of common cause. Like, it doesn't matter who you were on the school playground. It doesn't matter who you are and your job or anything like that. You're all there for one main purpose. There's not much else like it.
Mm.
So I think for me, like one big thing is that feeling of just like coming together with a whole bunch of people and just like working towards like a common goal. I think another little thing that comes along the side of that is people have varying levels of intensity and caring towards the same goal.
Yeah.
Like just because you're on the same team does not mean everyone's going to have the same mindset going into that thing, which I think that was the main thing I struggled with in team sport. Was I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
And like even social sports, I love playing. I love giving it my all. And then trying to mesh that into a team environment where it's not necessarily reciprocated is hard. I find it hard to kind of swap back into like a more relaxed gear, which, you know, that's the part of the sport that I enjoy. I love hunting after something. I like competing to my absolute best and trying to win. But other people don't like doing that at all. For them, like just rocking up on a Saturday morning and to be with their friends and have a few laughs and, you know, getting to play for the social aspect and getting to enjoy the things around the game is what they want to do. But if I'm doing something, I'm there, I'm in the moment to accomplish that one goal, which is to win essentially. All the other stuff along the way is amazingly fun. Like the camaraderie, like the laughs and like the social aspect are all part of that.
Yeah.
And if you don't get that stuff right, you're not going to be able to achieve that end goal of winning essentially. So it's not like it's like a polarized thing of like, I just have to win. It's like you have to do all of it to then be able to have a good team environment to then win, if that makes sense.
Chemistry is incredibly important in the team, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so important. And if you don't get along outside of the game, you're certainly not going to get along on the field.
Yeah.
And there's just something, there's that X factor where you don't have to, it's like that nonverbal communication about knowing where someone's going to be, like knowing they're going to make a run or just being able to trust that they're going to do their job.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do your job is massive.
That's the thing. Like, team sport has taught me to have faith in other people.
Yeah.
And it's gotten me to the point where, yeah, because I like you, you know, want to win. I want to, like, take control. I want to be doing everything, defending, attacking, midfield. But you can't. Like, you just simply cannot do everything. So yeah. It's taught me, like, this ability to be patient, to trust in my teammate to do their job.
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah, that's something that team sport has taught me.
Yeah, and it just carries over to the rest of life really nicely too. Like, in working in team-based environments, families, relationships, like just friendship groups in general.
Yeah.
You know, they're all working towards the common goal of having fun and enjoying it. But everyone has to be working towards that same direction, essentially. I guess that brings me up to another main point that I would say team sports have taught me.
Yeah.
Is learning how to lose.
We've been handed some big losses in our time.
we've had some big losses that are hard to handle.
Yeah.
And they can really rock your spirit. They can knock the love out of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And in our running, like in all the triathlon stuff, in all the training, it's not like you have that week in, week out, like competition where you either win or you lose. Like how you go is very much interpreted as up to you.
Yeah.
And without that constant, like confirmation of, yeah, we're winning or yes, we're losing, you can kind of get a little bit lost along the way. And then it's all building up to that one big event where it's either you're going to win that big event or you're going to lose that big event.
Mm.
But then even then, like, it's only if you're doing that competitively. Like, the sports we're doing at the moment, not essentially racing against anybody else.
No, it's against yourself.
It's against yourself. So there's no real winning or losing. But a team sport where everyone's coming together for the same purpose to beat the other team, like, losing hurts. It hurts so much. Like, I know in cricket, this is so many times when we were younger, like, you just get so hyped up, and then you're like when you're batting, you get out. That's it. That's your one chance. It was devastating. Like, you were just out behind the sheds just crying because you just knew how much you cared about helping your team get to that common goal. And some people, it just rocked them so much more. Like, they would ruin their day. And, you know, but when you win, holy shit, it was the most invigorating feeling. You would chase it. You'd chase it like nothing else. All of a sudden, you know, 3 or 4 training sessions a week makes sense just to try and get that winning feeling again. But, like, in life, you're going to lose. You're going to lose, and holy shit, it's going to hurt.
Mm.
But at least, like, coming through team sports, you have the recognition that, yeah, you're going to lose sometimes, no matter how good you are. Sometimes you're not doing really good and you're going to get these amazing wins, but you learn how to kind of bounce back from them and know that you just kind of got to trust the process anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, yeah, it's one thing to, you know, lose and then be like, oh, stuff this, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
But team sport, you lose, you get destroyed. You might lose to a team that you should have definitely not lost to, but you are back out there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday training.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, that's a lot of lessons there in itself about
its
life.
It's reinforcing the cycle that it's okay to lose.
Yeah.
You're not going to win all the time. And it's just being able to bounce back, get those training sessions rolling, break down why you lost and get back to your winning ways, is you can take that through all of life, literally. And you can take that to solo sports, work, like family relationships. Again, like, it's just understanding that
Yeah.
The ups and downs, they'll hit you, but you just got to appreciate them for what they are. So I guess a third lesson I think would be is being accountable. Like, if you're not there and, like, present during, like, a team training session or at a game, everyone feels it.
Mm.
Everyone knows it. And if everyone isn't accountable to their own actions, to things that they stuffed up, and they're trying to, like, put blame onto other people, that team environment is going to cannon downhill rapidly.
That just flashes back to, like, those sort of teams where the chemistry was really poor, and you'd have like maybe like the center back and the midfield like arguing like, oh, you, what is that? Like you let them come through and then they're just bickering throughout the whole game. And then there's like a, someone who's a mediator like, guys, just stop. We're trying to play the game here. Like,
yeah,
it just turns to shambles, doesn't it?
It does. And it's just, I guess it's almost that thing of everyone thinking that they're perfect again. And no one, I stuffed that up. I'll put my hand up. I screwed that up. Sorry, everyone. Like, I'm going to do better now. Like, I feel like that just helps everyone kind of come together again. But it's that kind of shifting blame away, like, and being able to just push it back. Oh, you know, I was doing a good job. Fred, you weren't doing a good enough job. You know, it's like, stuff you, Fred.
Yeah.
And Fred's like, well, hang on. I thought I was doing an okay job. What about you, Tommy? Like, you're supposed to be the leader here and you're doing shit all. You're just complaining the whole time about why Fred wasn't doing a good job. It's like that to me just shows and has taught me along the way. If you stuff something up, own it. Own it. Don't try and shift the blame away to make yourself feel a little bit better. It's not going to help anyone.
No.
It's not going to help you. It's not going to help your team. Bear it on your shoulders. Be like, I stuffed up, everyone. I'm going to try and do better next time. It just brings the whole team up with you.
Yeah. I find when you do that too, you get back to winning form a lot quicker than when you're trying to make excuses, trying to be like, oh, no, I don't know. Like, oh, it was glary. You know, just trying to make bullshit excuses. You know, you've stuffed up. But like having that accountability, it shows it. People see it. And people like often like accept it, and then it can bring back the team to winning performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the important bit is too, is like management. Management is pretty big. Like without these team sports are like, you know, it can be like 15 people coming together just to work towards one common goal. Without much management, that all falls to shit. It all falls to absolute shit. Training is just all of a sudden everyone's just mucking around, kicking the ball around. No drills are getting done. No improvements coming along. But if there's that kind of that firm leadership structure, everyone knows their place in the teams and who has to manage what, it helps everything get so streamlined. Everyone can just rock up and do what they're there to do.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be another little lesson I've learned along the way is having a plan, having like the hierarchy of who's doing what and everyone knowing their place in the team.
Yeah, man. Last year was the first year that since high school playing soccer, we had like a proper manager, a proper coach and like trained. It was so different. So different the way we played and performed and just the way I felt about the season.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, accountability. I wouldn't have too many late nights because I'd be like, yeah, I got to perform for the team. Whereas 2 years ago, you know, where it's just like you just come with a few mates and you've made a team. You know, you could be with like half your team on Friday night at 4 a.m. and then be like, oh shit, we got a game tomorrow. Everyone's like, yeah, see? And then you're still till 6 a.m. and then you all rock up and, you know, someone doesn't even rock up and it's just absolute shit. But that management piece, having a leader, having direction, training, accountability, it makes the team work.
Yeah. And I think team sport is something that everyone should do at some point in their life. And it's not hard to get into.
No.
There are so many social leagues out there with so many different types of sports. Like basketball for us has been massive. Like I know that since like finishing high school, all of a sudden we became basketball stars.
Well, yeah.
In our own minds we did. We trained properly. We managed ourselves properly. We took on like these hard comps and we did well. And it was the most invigorating feeling. Like knowing that you were going up against teams that were, more skilled than you, had more experience than you. But you were really dedicated to just trying to do your absolute best and then performing was incredible. Like, it's just something that I miss and it's something that we can't wait to get back.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back. I miss it.
Yeah. Well, essentially that's the main things I reckon I've learned from team sports.
Yeah, no, you've done well. I guess to wrap it up, if you had a child and they could only do a team sport or an individual sport, which one would you say?
Oh, that's tricky because you learn a lot from team sport. But I've also learned a lot from individual sport too. They're very, very different lessons though. But if I think when you're growing up as a kid, team sports are unbeatable. I think now that I'm at a more mature, I don't know if I'm more mature. Yeah.
You've learnt the lessons from a notorious amount of years of team sport. You've learnt the lessons.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I've learnt the lessons. I know what it entails. I know what it involves. Mm. And I know that I love it. I think I have a lot to learn from individual sports too. I think everyone does.
Mm.
I think at some point, everyone in their life should take on some type of endurance individual event. You will stare some demons in the face there, my friend. And I don't think some people are ready for it, though. They don't want it.
No.
And that's fair enough. That's fine. Maybe at some point you'd be willing to give it a go. But team sports are where young people should try and get into straight away. It just teaches you all the social skills you really need for life.
Mm-hmm.
And then individual sports teaches you things that you learn about yourself, I think.
Yeah. Spot on. Mm. Well, you've done well. We'll have to do an episode on individual sports.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up. So stay tuned, folks. And thank you for listening in.
We'll catch everyone then.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked our episode today, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the 4AM Club Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link can be found in the description.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts fixed. Be the change you want to see in the world and do something nice for someone, because the future is built by people working together.